Now, as we await the government's decision on what extra restrictions might or might not be needed on account of rising coronavirus rates here in Ireland, and particularly in our capital in Dublin, we're going to look at a couple of countries where they're dealing with this second wave and where new restrictions are being introduced. For instance, Israel has entered a second nationwide lockdown this lunchtime. Dan Williams is the Reuters correspondent in Jerusalem. And many people scratching their heads about Israel going back into lockdown when, in the early months of the pandemic, many people were praising Israel for being ahead of the game on its measures. What went wrong, Dan?
Well, that's a very good point. A lot of head scratching in Israel as well, and a lot of vexation. I think the consensus is that Israel, which moved rather aggressively against the coronavirus at the beginning, we're imposing a lockdown in March, which held for about 5 weeks, may have eased it too soon, specifically when it came to returning children to schools. And as a result, there were new contagions. Also, Israel has quite an interesting fabric in terms of the various communities, religious communities, and Israeli officials have suggested that the close-knit ultra-Orthodox Jewish community, the close-knit Arab minority in Israel, for cultural reasons, for reasons of congestion, other reasons, may have contributed to a recent rise in contagions that is being described as rather a record among countries being studied.
So this is happening in the middle of an economic downturn, the start of the Jewish New Year, and these are really strict regulations. What, no more than 500 metres from your home?
Well, I was informed this morning by the authorities that it's now been expanded to 1,000 metres, which is also a cause for frustration because the rules are being shifted very, very quickly. What's interesting here, as you noted, this is the onset of the Jewish New Year. It's actually a cascade of high Jewish holidays running for about 3 weeks, and the lockdown has been imposed explicitly to coincide with that. The argument's reasoning is, look, if everyone's, or if the majority of the country are celebrating the holidays, the economy is in a natural downturn, so the pain, the economic pain of a lockdown will be less felt. In turn, the religious Jews, some of their communities in Israel, have complained that they feel singled out. Keep in mind that as in many religions, the Jewish religion, people congregate to celebrate together, and those congregations have now been capped. The secular, meanwhile, say, well, the religious have been given lots and lots of exceptions and exemptions so they can nonetheless mark the holidays. So this is effectively a punishment of the secular majority in Israel. So there's quite a bit of ill will and quite a bit of frustration. Some are even predicting that this lockdown may erode as it's being imposed. We shall see.
Dan Williams in Jerusalem, thank you. And now let's go to Fiona Govan, journalist in Madrid, where the Spanish government, again, people there awaiting new restrictions to be announced by the Spanish government. What's happened in Madrid and how has it not been contained there?
We're actually waiting for the regional government of Madrid to announce measures because all of the measures are have devolved to each of the autonomous regions, and Madrid again is the one that's at the epicenter of the second wave. So whereas across Spain we've got about 260 cases per 100,000 as the 14-day cumulative incidence, Madrid actually in some places has got over 1,200 cases, so it's in the worst hit neighborhoods of Madrid. It's spreading really fast. So Madrid is about to announce, we've had two delays so far today, but it is about to announce what confinement measures it's going to put down. And we think that that is going to be by specific neighbourhoods within the city, which of course is a very, very difficult thing to police, because how do you define the neighbourhoods? Mm-hmm. You know, there's no actual visible borders between one district and the next. But yes, some of these neighbourhoods are very the poorest ones. They're the most built up. They have sort of intergenerational families living together, and people are very worried about how they're going to get to work.
So a huge challenge ahead there. And similar challenges, Elaine Cobb, in the south of France, where the city of Marseille, I believe the situation has now gone so bad that the hospitals are saying they're at breaking point. Is that right?
Absolutely. The director of the public hospitals there says wards are nearing saturation. They've only a handful of intensive care beds still available, and they're already discussing the option of moving patients to other regions if necessary. We have not seen that since back in March, April, when patients in the east of the country had to be moved. And just down the coast in Nice, also concerned about rising numbers there, the city has just declared declared that it will ban gatherings of more than 10 people in public spaces and tighten the rules on alcohol consumption outdoors in a bid to curb the infections.
And of course, that will all depend on policing. And the last French restrictions, the lockdown, they were quite strict, weren't they, and enforced quite strictly?
Oh, they were very strict. For a while, people in places like Paris, in anywhere with a high virus count, could only go 1 kilometre outside their door and were restricted from meeting people. You know, it was like you do not meet anybody outside of your immediate home. And there were fines and they were enforced. Now we are wearing masks all the time. There are fines and they are enforced if anyone is outdoors not wearing a mask.
OK, so we'd be watching developments in all of those countries as we await developments here in Dublin. Elaine Cobb, Fiona Govan and Dan Williams, thank you all.